Transmission will start in 5 seconds from 2, 1, in.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Well, well, well. Hello, time travelers. My name is Chris Earle. Welcome to the show. It is April 6, 2022. We're going to do a little triple play, but it is time travel now. You can't keep a good man down. Time travel is back, and we're going to do triple play of a number of different artists today. Here you go. Time Travel with Chris Earle presents Triple Play, here with you until 6 p.m. because that's all the radio will allow. We'll be right back. Join me now for a triple play with Genesis. They just retired. They won't be doing any more albums, no more tours. Phil Collins is on his deathbed. But here we are at WMFO playing a triple play of Genesis today, here with you until 6 p.m. Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks from Genesis. They just retired after years and years of playing rock and roll in big venues. Phil Collins is great. He had a great, successful career, too. And Peter Gabriel was part of Genesis early on. Then he went off and had a huge solo career as a freak. Time Travel's here with you until 6 p.m. We're doing triple play. Here you go. third Genesis. We had Keep It Dark. We had the first one. And then this one. First one was, of course, the one about Land of Confusion, which is what we're in. And we've been in it since the 80s, just like Genesis told us.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Gonna jump back a few years from then into the 70s. This is Paul McCartney and Wings, Triple Play, here with you till 6 p.m.
Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking. door, I let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, I let him in. Let him in.
Let them in. Sister Susie, Auntie Jen, and Ringo. Let them in.
Thank you.
Don't say anything and don't say goodbye tonight. I like that one. That's 79, Paul McCartney and Wings. They were kind of on their way out. They had a few more hits in them. But I like finding those obscure, you know, rock and roll tunes. You know your Jet. You know your Ebony and Ivory. You know your Yesterday. But do you know Don't Say Goodbye Tonight by Paul McCartney and Wings? No, you don't. You don't know that. I played it for the first time ever. It's a world premiere here on WMFO in Medford. A world premiere of Don't Say Goodbye Tonight by Paul McCartney and Wings. Never heard of before. And if you believe that, you believe that Will Smith can take a hit. It is, of course, Good Night Tonight. That's where the comedy lies there. Those are for the people that want the extra layers of comedy. Just like the Land of Confusion thing, and I was confused. That's for the extra layers. Those are for the people that understand. It's not about laughter. It's about comedy. You don't have to laugh to enjoy it. Here's one for the rest of you. That Viagra is pretty strong. I was walking in today, went out to get my mail, and had a coffee in one hand and a newspaper in the other, and I was wearing 6 donuts.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind. Soldier boy kisses girl. That people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow.
That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said, indeed we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know, for all we know our love will grow. That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said. He said,
I'm
little garbage for you. Little garbage. I knew a girl that liked garbage, and she was garbage. I like that little Chrissy Hynde Talk of the Town thing at the end there. I guess Shirley Manson called up Chrissy Hynde, and they're like, we use Talk of the Town. Is that okay? Chrissy Hynde's like, yeah. Didn't even cost her like a buck. She's just like, hey, you mind if I use your song? She's like, no, I'm flattered. There should be more of that. It's like, now if you sample an album, you know, it's cost you like $1 million if you want to sample anybody else's music. Like, I liked your music. I'm not trying to rip you off. It's like, whatever. But there are people that try to rip you off. There's garbage out there. I saw one of my garbage friends, the garbage that I was talking about there, stole a joke from me. Another joke stolen from Chris Earl. Whatever. You know? Garbage. Yeah, freaking garbage. But you know what they say? Garbage begats garbage. Yeah. Go ahead and keep doing my jokes. See how far it gets you. See how far it gets you. And always remember, I'm the one that gave you that joke. Garbage.
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there.
Avalanche is sullen and too thin. She starves herself to rid herself of sin. And the kick is so divine when she sees bones beneath her skin. And she says, hey baby, can you bleed like me? Come on baby, can you bleed like me? Chris is all dressed up and acting coy, painted like a brand new Christmas toy. Trying to figure out if he's a girl or he's a boy. And he says, hey baby, can you bleed like me? Oh, come on baby, can you bleed like me? Doodle takes that scissors to her skin. And when she does, relief comes sitting in. She hides the scar she's making underneath her pretty clothes. She sings, hey baby, can you bleed like me? Oh, come on baby, can you bleed like me? Therapy is Speedy's brand new drug. Dancing with the devil's past has never been too fun. It's better off than trying to take a bullet from a gun. And she cries, hey baby, can you bleed like me? Up in some karaoke bar. After two drinks, he's a loser. After three drinks, he's a star. Getting all nostalgic as he sings, I Will Survive. Hey baby, can you bleed like me? Oh, come on baby, can you bleed like me? Hey baby, can you bleed like me? Oh, come on baby, can you bleed like me? You should see my scars. You should see my scars. You should see my scars.
See my scars.
We're in the late 90s here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Triple play of garbage. They were asked to do a James Bond theme, and here it is. World Is Not Enough from the Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie, the third of four that he did. I always liked Pierce Brosnan. People don't really know this, but they spent so much money on those four Pierce Brosnan James Bond movies, like hundreds of millions of dollars. And they did really well, but they're not really looked back very fondly. But at the time, they were huge blockbusters there in the late 90s and early 2000s. Didn't like how they retired James Bond. For those of you who didn't see the last movie, spoiler alert, he's dead. No Time to Die? Well, not in 2022, it's not. Or whenever they finished that movie. They finished in like 2018 or something. Then they shelved it for 3 years and finally got to see it like a couple of months last year. Great beginning. Then they kill off James Bond. And they're like, oh, you're going to live on in your father, you know, to like the little girl. You know, they always have some kind of weird speaking, you know, white girl with him. You know, and he's got this white girl that, you know, he has some kind of, you know, love child with. He finds out that he's at like some love child. So all of a sudden she's strong and the kid's strong and, you know, we don't need him anymore. Let's kill him off. So that was the end of No Time to Die. Anyway, and the song was good. They gave Billie Eilish and good old Phineas, an Oscar the other day. I don't know if they get a Grammy for that. They did that song like, I don't know, 2018. They were like 14 years old when they recorded that. They ended up getting Oscars. That Billie Eilish and that Phineas, they're going to be slapping people as they get older. She's going to be like 50 and she's going to be worse than Madonna. Madonna's a damn mess, huh? She's like posting this picture. She looks like a cat lady or something. Remember that lady that changed herself to like a cat a few years ago? Not like the tiger lady, but like there was an actual cat woman. Like she was in Vegas and she got like whiskers put in her mouth and like a tail put on and... Like she just, you throw her a ball of yarn and she'd like play with it in front of you in like a leather suit. Like, what the hell is going on, people? It's fine. Oh, let's be super inclusive. No, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. You can bitch all you want about me having an opinion, but God, that's just crazy. You know, I may piss people off with my mouth, but you know what? I don't need a woman dressed up as a freaking cat. You know, with whiskers and tattoos on her, like eyebrows and stuff that say like pussy control or something. Like, no, that's weird, man. Oh, she's just being herself. I think that's wonderful. Yeah, okay. It's a little weird, though. It's aggressive. So what do you do in return? You got to be aggressive. I mean, I just want to go to the store and pick up a ham sandwich at the mall or something. I don't need some fucking cat lady to give me shit. Anyway, time travel's here with you till 6. Oh, my.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long. All right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake a thing. All right. Hey, hey. Ooh, all right now. Ah.
Ah.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah. Oh.
Oh.
Ah. Oh. Make me feel so good. Make me feel so good right now. Make me feel so good.
Elvis the Pelvis here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Triple play, 3-pack of Elvis. covering Ray Charles because a white man has to cover black man's music. And then everybody could get mad and say, you know what? Elvis did it better. I guess that happened this week on the Grammys. Like there's some bunch of white guys got like best reggae album or something like that. And everybody's up in arms. Here's my opinion. Do they have the better album? Does it sound good? You know, what'd I say? Great, great song. But Elvis doing it? Pretty good. It's not better than Ray Charles. But in this case, best reggae album? I don't know, because I don't listen to reggae. It's too black for me. Time Travel's here with you until 6 p.m.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. A love that was so strong. And as I still walk by, I think of the times we've had together while our hearts were young. I'm walking in the rain, hear the falling and I feel the pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder,
one from Elvis. It's the saddest song he's ever heard.
I'd like to sing a song that's probably the saddest song I've ever heard. Something like this.
Hear that lonesome whistle. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome.
Thank you. fantastic audience. Thank you very much.
Ah, the absurdity of life. So this is the point where I should probably do a non-disclosure here, saying that you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. All characters, living or dead, any opinions, the right to the owner and not to WMFO or the actual owner, the person that actually said this out of his mouth, is not held accountable for a character that he is playing on the radio. All right, I'm sure a lot of you smart people are going to get all uppity about that, but some of you smarter ones are actually going to think that's funny and realize it's all about the absurdity of life, everybody. And then I'm going to leave you with a band called Revenge, which was a New Order offshoot from 1990, and we only have time for about one of their songs because I've only got an hour show now, and pretty soon it'll be a half an hour and then 25 minutes and then probably 15 minutes, and then I'll be off the air. So what you got to do is you got to beat them before they get you. You got to beat them before they get you. Throw out some stuff that's provocative. Throw out a few things that are going to annoy people, make people mad, and then be the hero that the people deserve. The ones that really deserve the hero, they'll understand. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm tired. I'm going to have a hot dog.
Well, good luck for both of our sakes. See you in the future.
You mean the past?
Exactly.
Yo, this is Ice-T. Get high off music, not dope. Dope is for losers. Straight up, that's a fact. That's all there is to say. This is Ice-T. I'm out of here.
Don't worry about a thing.